Okay, we're holding on Pesachim Daf Samech. We're at the bottom of Nun Ted Amud Bet at the Mishnah. HaPesach Sheshchatu Shelo Lishmo V'Kibel V'Halach Damo Shelo Lishmo O Lishmo V'Shelo Lishmo O Shelo Lishmo V'Lishmo Pasul. So if you were to slaughter the Korban Pesach not for the sake of a Korban Pesach, or if you were to collect the blood that that emitted from the slaughter, not for the proper intention, because you also need kavana when you collect that blood, or if you were to sprinkle the blood on the mizbeach, not with the proper intention for the korban pesach, or if you were to do it both for the proper and improper intention simultaneously, all those instances, all those cases are possible. What is the case where you do it both for the right intention and the wrong intention simultaneously? L'shem Pesach u'l'shem Shlomim. If you say that this is for a Korban Pesach, and it's also because I want to bring a Korban Shlomim, and the Pesach meets all the criteria, so I hope to bring both a Korban Pesach and a Korban Shlomim with this animal. Shlolishmo v'lishmo. And what's the case of not for the right intention and for the right intention? L'shem Shlomim, L'shem Pesach. It's where you say, I want this to be a Shlomim, and I also want it to be a Pesach. Right? So you switch the order of your Kavana. So Gemara. Ba'i Rav Papa B'avoda Achat Tanan O B'shtei Avodot Tanan. When did we teach that you were having these two different Kavanot? Right? Is it... Obviously, we're talking about the same korban, but are we talking about the same exact stage of the korban, or are we talking about that you expressed two different kavanas at two different points of bringing the korban? Bavoda achat nan v'Rabbi Yosihi d'amar af begvar dvar adam nitpas the Rabbi Meir ha'amar tfos losen rishon. Right, you know, if you say it's, you know, all happening in one avoda, clearly. It's going by Rabbi Yossi's Shita, who says that you can hold, you know, basically the Lashon, a person's Lashon, even at the end of his words, are halachically significant. So even if he started out by expressly stating the proper intention, and then he goes on to state an improper intention, still you look at the fact that he went on to say something that he wasn't supposed to say, right? If he started out, even though he started out saying the right intention, if he later goes on to say the wrong intention, that still messes things up, right? However, Rabbi Meir would say, no, once he expresses the right intention, we stick to that intention and he's fine. Odum b'shtei avodot tanan, or maybe you want to say that we're talking about at two different points of the process, ones that slaughtering, ones that collecting the blood. And then in that case, even Rabbi Meir would agree that we have a problem here, because when he said that you have to look at the first thing he says, so once he says, oh, it's l'shma, then everything's fine. Yeah, but if he gives a different kavana at a different point in the avoda, right, then even Rabbi Meir would agree that that's going to be possible. Amri Ahaya. So the Gemara asks, okay, which case are we talking about here? Right, before we can answer whether we're talking about one avoda or two, what are the Mishnah listed a lot of cases. So which one are we talking about here? Inema Ashlolishmo Vilishmo, because if you're asking about the case which it says Shalolishmo Vilishmo, or it wasn't for the right intention and the right intention. Then the moment he says Lolishmo, then whether it was one avoda, two avodas, Rabbi Yossi or Rabbi Meir, it doesn't matter. The moment he said that it wasn't Lishma, it's already a problem. Right? Dehal Rabbi Yossi, Nami af bigmar dvar av adam nitpas itle. Because Rabbi Yossi's shita is not that you're only held accountable for what you said at the end. Rather, you're even held accountable for what you said at the end of the cup, but all the more so. Many wouldn't argue that you're also held accountable for what you said in the beginning. So the moment you said it wasn't Lishma, then you're definitely puzzled there. Ela a shelo Lishmo vilishmo. My. Rather, we're asking about the case where you originally started out saying, Lishmo vilishmo Lishmo. You originally said, this is for Korban Pesach. I also want it to be a Shlomim, right? So in that case, it's still a puzzle, but are we talking about by one avoda or by two avodas, by Meir or by Riosi? Tashma. Okay, so now we're going to get to proving one way or the other. Pesach shechatu shelo lishmo, mekibel v'halach v'zarach shelo lishmo. So you slaughtered the Korban Pesach, not for the right intention, not for the sake of the Korban Pesach. And then you collected its blood, and you went to sprinkle the blood on the Mizbeach, not with proper intention. Hey Chitami, what is the case that we're dealing with here? Inema Kidakatani. So if you want to say... if you want to say it's exactly as it should be understood, you're just doing all these things. Right? Well, who cares? Once you already had the wrong intention by slaughtering the Korban Pesach, right? Who cares if you collect the blood for the wrong intention and then go sprinkle the blood flow for the wrong intention? It was already possible. It's already possible from the time that you slaughtered it without the right intention. Ela la pachikatani, right? Rather, it would seem from our very Mishnah that this is what it's talking about. HaPesach Shachto Shelo Lishma. Right, that a Pesach, Korban Pesach that you slaughtered, not the same Korban Pesach. Alternatively, a Korban Pesach that you slaughtered for the Korban Pesach, but then you went and collected and sprinkled the blood, not for the right intention. Alternatively, you slaughtered for the right intention, you collected its blood for the right intention, and you just sprinkled the blood with the wrong intention, right? Which is a case, clearly, of talking about multiple different avodot, and that is seems to be the case of our Mishnah, where you have different kavanas in different stages of the avoda, right? That seems relatively indicative from our Mishnah. Ema seifa, right? But look at the end of the Mishnah. Lishmo v'shelo lishmo. Right? The Mishnah, the end of the Mishnah says the words lishmo v'shelo lishmo, talking about, you know, not saying doing one action lishmo and then further doing another action. Sorry, not saying doing one action shelo lishmo and then doing another action shelo lishmo, where we assume that those are talking about at two different points of the avoda. The end of the Mishnah just says lishmo v'shelo lishmo, right? You did it for the right reasons and for the wrong reasons, right? Without differentiating between the actions. Hey chidami, now what is the case it's referring to in the seifa? Inami v'shtei avodot hainereishin. If you want to say that's also talking about two different avodot, well, that's exactly the thing the reisha is talking about. So what's the chiddush there? Elav b'avoda achad, right? Rather, clearly it's talking about with one avodah. V'Rabbi Yossi and must accord with Rabbi Yossi's shita tamar af pikmar dvar v'adam nitpas, that a person is caught on basically what he says at the end, and even if he adds in at the end that it was lo lishmo, even if he started out lishma, still going to be a problem, still going to be puzzled. Lo, no, we're going to reject that understanding. Really, I could say that we are talking about two avodot in the Mishnah, and then we have to explain now what the Seifa adds once the Reisha is already, what the Seifa adds if the Reisha already talks about two avodot, and the Seifa is also now going to be talking about two avodot. So what exactly are we adding here? The Reisha dekai b'shchita v'kamachasha v'shchita, inami kai b'zrika v'kamachasha b'zrika, Seifa dekai b'shchita. Whereas the Reisha is talking about a case where you are about to do the Shechita and then you express your Kavana for the Shechita, or you're about to do the Zrika and then you express your Kavana for the Zrika. However, what the Seifa is talking about is when you're about to do the Shechita and then you express your Kavana both for the Shechita and the Zrika. So if you have an invalidating thought before you're about to do, if you have an invalidating thought about a part of the avoda that you are not about to do, does that render the entirety of the korban puzzle? That is what the Seifa is coming to address. Amar harini shochet the Pesach lishmo lezrok namol shel lishmo. You better slaughter the Pesach. And what do you say? You say, I'm going to slaughter the Pesach lishmo for the right reasons, but I'm going to sprinkle the blood for the wrong reasons, right? Does that make the whole thing invalid? Bekamash malan demechash min me'avoda ve'avoda ve'haynu v'hai derabi pa. Right, and so what we learn from here is that you can have an invalidating thought from one part of the avoda to another part of the avoda, and that answers the question of Rav Papa in Zvachim. He asks this question whether this works, and it seems to be a pretty good raya that it does in fact work. Right? That you can invalidate the avoda through a different part. You can invalidate the avoda through an improper part, through an improper intention of the avoda that you're not currently doing. Tashma. Okay, so that's not a good proof. But let's try to bring a different proof. Oh, shelo lishmo v'lishmo pasul. If you did it not for the right, for Korban Pesach, and for Korban Pesach, also pasul. Hey, chidami. Now, what's the case that the Mishnah's talking about? Inim b'shtei avodot. you could say the Mishnah is talking about two different avodot, right? Where the first one is shelo lishmo, and the second one is lishmo. Ha shelo lishmo v'shelo lishmo amarta pasul shelo lishmo v'lishmo mibaya. Once you've taught me that doing it for the right reasons, for the Korban Pesach, you started out saying I'm doing it for the Korban Pesach, which is the right reasons, and then you said shelo lishmo. Once you taught me that's pasul, when I started out saying the right thing. Once I start out saying the wrong thing, once I start out saying that it's lo lishmo, is there any havamina that that's also going to be puzzle? Meaning, why would that be any better than starting out with the right intention? Here, you didn't have even a second of having the right intention. Rather, clearly, we're not talking about... We can't be talking about one avoda, right? That seems very odd. If we're talking about one avoda, right, then... if we're talking about one avoda, what's the havamina that starting out by saying, if we can't be talking about two avodas, right? Because once you already did one of the avodas shelo lishmo, meaning if you did the shechita shelo lishmo, what, you think you're going to save yourself now by doing the zrikat adam lishmo? No, you can't be talking about two different avodas where you already did one of them shelo lishmo. Rather, we're talking about one avoda that you simultaneously have a lishma and a lo lishma intention. And we say avoda achad reishon ami avoda achad. And since it seems clear that the seifa is talking about one avoda, the reisha must also be talking about one avoda. And let's conclude that our mishnah is talking about where you have these intentions by one avoda. Lo, lo mishtei avoda. No, maybe you could still say that it was talking about two different avodot. Ubedinu de lo itzdarech lev. I did the tana lishma v'shelo lishma tana nami shelo lishma v'lishma. And you're right. In theory, that's not a necessary case to teach, because once you already taught me that it was possible if you did it lishmo and then the second avoda shelo lishmo, you didn't have to teach me that if you did the first avoda shelo lishmo and the second avoda lishmo, obviously it's going to be possible. But since you already taught me the lishmo v'shelo lishmo, you went ahead and taught me the case of shelo lishmo v'lishmo. So yeah, I guess it wasn't entirely necessary, but the Mishnah just enumerated all the potential cases, and since it taught you one, it taught you the inverse. Right? That happens a lot, so it's not a good raya. Tashma, okay, another proof. Shachtu shelo le'ochlo v'she... Shachatu shelo le'ochlav v'shelo le'menuyav le'arilim u'letme'im pasul. If you slaughtered it l'shem, people who are not able to eat it, or people who are not a part of your didn't pre-register with the korban, right? They weren't a part of the group that went in on it, or you slaughtered it for uncircumcised people or for tamei people. Pasul hacha pshita avoda achad. Now this is obviously talking about one avoda, right? Because there's no even. Because here the problem is not the multiple intentions, right? Which we want to say there are maybe multiple intentions, you know, divided by different avodas. Clearly, we're talking about one avoda. Umidaseifa, meaning you slaughtered it. That was the only thing we were talking about. Umidaseifa be'avoda achad, reishonami be'avoda achad. And since this is the seifa, meaning this is the follow-up din of the Mishnah, it stands to reason the reish is also talking about doing one avoda. Midehiria, hakadita v'hakadita, seifa be'avoda achad, reisha be'avoda achad, ibishtei avoda. Is that a good proof? I mean, I can't suggest that the earlier on the Mishnah is discussing a case of two, of or later on, the Mishnah is discussing a case of one avoda, but earlier on, at some point, it was discussing a case of two avodas. No, I should look at each Mishnah independently, right? You know, one of them is talking about one avoda, and one of them may be talking about one avoda, maybe talking about two avodas. Right? It's not a good riot just to say that because the later part of a Mishnah seems to be dealing with one avoda, the entirety of the parak is all talking about one avoda. Tashma, okay, let's come bring another proof. Le'ochlav v'shlo le'ochlav. If you slaughtered it, meaning later on in that Mishnah, what it says is, if you slaughtered it both for people who could eat it and people who couldn't eat it at the same time. Kasher. It's going to be kasher. Hechidami. Now, what's that case? Inim b'shtei avodot. If you want to say this case, talking about two different avodot. V'tamid ha'chashib b'zrika. And the reason that it still works is because your problematic thought there was on the sprinkling of the blood, but not on the slaughtering. The ein mechashavet ochlim b'zrika. Because... your intention for those eating it, meaning your kavana for whom you're, you know, on behalf of whom you're slaughtering it, doesn't really make a difference during the zrika. It only makes a difference on the shechita. Ha be'avoda achad, ha be'avoda achad kigon b'shechita t'mehanya be'mechshavet ochlin pasul. So that would indicate that if you were doing it by one avoda, but that avoda was slaughtering it, not sprinkling it, and you had such a thought where you were going to slaughter it for some people who could eat it and some people who could not eat it, puzzle. That would indicate that that such a thought would be puzzle. V'ha kaimelon miksat ochlin lo pasla. Right? Now, why is that the case exactly? Right? Because we have a principle that having improper intention by part of the people who eat it does not invalidate the entire of the korban. Right? Rather, you could suggest that we're not talking about two different avodas, we're talking about with one avoda itself. Meaning we're essentially left with two options, right? Because if you had part of the right people in mind when you're slaughtering it, seemingly it should work, right? So it must be that you're talking about a case where you slaughtered it all for the wrong people, and then you sprinkled the blood for the right people, right? Meaning when you had it, the right people in mind and the wrong people in mind, if it was talking about the same avoda, we would say, well, then it's still kosher because you had some of the right people in mind. So we must be talking about two different avodas. One of the avodas, you had all the right people in mind. One of the avodas, you had all the wrong people in mind. And since the seifa is dealing with one avoda, the resha is also dealing with one avoda. And since it's reasonable to assume that we're talking about one avoda in the seifa, where we have this question of you slaughtered it for some people who can eat it and some people who cannot eat it, we assume that the resha, meaning the previous mishnah, is also talking about one avoda. Mide iria, is that a good proof? Hakadita v'hakadita. Similarly, I could just say this mishnah is talking about one thing, that mishnah is talking about another thing. So this mishnah could be talking about one avoda. Our mishnah could still be talking about two. Seifa avoda achad v'resha avu avoda achad obshtei avoda. The seifa is clearly talking about one avoda. Still, our mishnah could be talking about one or two avodas in theory. Ibai lehu. Okay, so we're asked the following question. We didn't exactly conclude the previous issue, though. Pesach sheshachtu b'shar yimot hashana lishmo v'shaloshmo. What if we brought a korban Pesach the other days of the year for the right reasons, and meaning for the korban Pesach and not for the korban Pesach? Now, in general, what do you need for the korban Pesach? You need it to be lishmo. You need it to be a korban Pesach. However, a korban Pesach is also a kosher korban shlamim, right? So if you bring all the necessary components of a korban Pesach any other time of year, it's just a korban shlamim. However, if you have a kavanah for it to be a korban Pesach, obviously it doesn't work because it can't be a korban Pesach because it's not the time for Pesach, right? So dafka here, you want it to not be lishmo, because if you have in mind to bring a korban Pesach and then you say that it's, you know, not l'shem korban Pesach, so that not l'shem korban Pesach is what allows it to be a normal shlamim. So in the proper time, you need it to be lishmo. That way, it's a proper korban Pesach. But if it's not in the proper time, you need it to not be l'shem korban Pesach. That way, it's a normal shlamim. So keeping that in mind, if you brought a korban Pesach, shelo vishelo lishmo vishelo lishmo, right? The rest of the year, does that mean it's not lishmo and therefore it works as a korban shlamim, or is it lishmo and therefore it's a pasul korban Pesach that's being brought out of its time? Right, mahos, what's the din there? Mi anti shelo lishmo umapikle midi lishmo umachshile olo. Does the fact that you're bringing it also the additional intent of shelo lishmo ruin the fact that you have a partial intent of lishmo, making it kosher because you do it, you can just bring a korban shlamin during the rest of the year? Or is the presence of lishmo make it definitively a korban Pesach and you're not bringing it at the right time and then it's not even a korban shlamin? Ki ata Rav Dimi amar amirta l'shamata kamet de Rabbi Yirmiya. Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael. I said, I presented the following case to Rabbi Yirmiya. Ho'il u'lishmo machshiru bezmano. Since the kavana of lishmo is what makes it appropriate to bring, is what makes it kosher to bring in this time. V'shelo lishmo machshiru shelo bezmano. And the lack of kavana, or the kavana for it not to be a korban Pesach, is what makes it kosher not in its right time. Ma lishmo hamachir bezmano. So ein motzio midei shelo lishmo. Just like lishmo, which is what makes it kosher in the appropriate time, does not remove it from being shelo lishmo in its proper time. Meaning, if you say it's shelo lishmo v'shelo lishmo before Pesach, Well, then just because it was lishmo doesn't help you, because you also said it wasn't lishmo. We just said it was pasul, right? So even its appropriate time, if it's lishmo v'shlo lishmo, the lishmo part doesn't help you with the shlo lishmo part. Still pasul. Ein motzin midei shlo lishmo doesn't help you, doesn't remove its shlo lishmo status. Af shlo lishmo amachshir shlo bizmano, ein motzin midei lishmo, upasul, right? So too, the kavana of it being lo lishma, which is what you need here, not in the proper time, that can't remove the kavana of lishmo in the improper time. So the proper intention before Pesach does not remove the improper intention before Pesach, and it's going to be pasul. So too, the improper intention, which you want when it isn't Pesach, can't remove the proper intention, which you don't want. And it's, and that's going to be a puzzle also. Av Amri Li, and then Rav Dimi responded to me, lo, no, that's not a good assessment. Im amar te b'shelo lishmo sheken noeg b'chol ezvachem, tomar b'lishmo sheken eino noeg b'chol ezvachem ele Pesach bilvad? Will you say, meaning the kavanas of lishmo and shelo lishmo are very different kavanas, right? Because shelo lishmo is a very strong kavana. Because that is that's a kavana that's noheg in all types of korbanot, in all korbanot. That's a problematic thought. However, the thought of lishmo, it only is a problem by bringing a korban Pesach the rest of the year, right? So the problem, so the kavana of shelo lishmo is very strong kavana, and it has the power to uproot any sort of korban, right? However, the lishmo kavana does not have the power to uproot all other korbanot. It's not a good comparison to compare the kavana of shelo lishmo, which can ruin the lishmo, to the kavana of lishmo, which could ruin potentially the shelo lishmo. Because lo lishmo is a much more strong kavana. It's what all the korbanot need. My haviyala. Okay, what exactly did we conclude? Right, we kind of left off. Like I said, we left off without concluding. In our question, Amar Rava, Pesach Sheshachatu B'Shar Yimot Hashana Shelo Lishmo V'Lishmo Kasher. Right, so he said the Korban Pesach slaughtered the rest of the year, both Lishmo and Shelo Lishmo is going to be kosher. It's going to be kosher. The Hastam Lishmo Kai, because Minestam it's Lishmo, right? Ve'afilu Hachi Kishachid Le Shelo Lishmo Kasher. And even still, when you go ahead and say that it's not Lishmo, still it's going to be kosher, even though you have a Chazaka that it's Lishmo. And you say both, still it's going to be kosher. Alma ate shelo lishmo, umafik leimidi lishmo. So we can definitely see that the kavana of lishmo comes and ruins the lishmo component. Kishachit nami lishmo vishelo lishmo, ate shelo lishmo, umafik leimidi lishmo. Right? And so, so if in such a case, you know, if in a case where mistama it's going to be lishmo, still the lolishmo ruins it. So too here, we should suggest that the lolishmo takes it out of the status of lishmo, and so for the rest of the year, that davka helpful. Amar le Rav Ada bar Ava le Rav, Rav Ada bar Ava responded to Rav, Dil mashani acha heichad amar meheichad lo amar. I mean, in a case where he explicitly says shelolishmo, meaning where you state explicitly. What your intentions are is different from a case where you don't state explicitly what your intentions are. Daha le'ochlav shlo le'ochlav kosher. As we see from the fact that if it is both for the people who are going to be eating it and not for the people who are going to be eating it, it's still kosher. V'chol heichad shachid le shlo le'ochlav l'chudei pasul. Now, if you just would have slaughtered it for the people who are not supposed to be eating it, it's going to be pasul. V'amai. So why would that be the case? Hastam le'ochlav kai. Right? Because min hastam, it's for the people who are going to be eating it. No. Ela shani hachad amar me'echad lo amar. Rather, this case is different because you explicitly said you're slaughtering it for the wrong people. Hachanami shani hachad amar me'echad lo amar. Right? So to our case is a little bit different because you explicitly said that you're doing it for the wrong reasons, right? Amar le, so we responded to them, mi de iria, but is that a good proof, right? You're disproving my assessment from when you slaughter it for the people who are going to be eating it and not going to be eating it, right? Bishlama hatam, so I understand in your case, kama de lo akar le b'shchita stame vade l'shmokai, right? Since as long as you have not ruined your kavana before you slaughtered it, the assumption is that you're still slaughtering it lishma. Elahacha, but in the case that you're bringing in of slaughtering for people who can't eat it, stami le'ochlav kai, right? The assumption is that you're slaughtering it for the people who are going to be eating it, right? Dilma mimshachi hani, but still, in theory, the people who are going to be eating it could be switched out, Right, but the people who can eat it are allowed to still be switched out until you actually go about and slaughter it. So you're allowed to add or subtract or just switch the people who are mona on this korban, who are prescribed to this korban. So whereas the kavana by the korban is not being switched to anything, right? When you're about to slaughter the korban, there's a kavana that you're behind your slaughtering of your korban, and that's going to remain your kavana for the korban pesach. However, when you're talking about the kavana for the people who are eating it, until you slaughter it, that can still be switched out. So it's certainly not a set in stone as the fact that your stam kavana is on the korban pesach is much different than your stam kavana is for the people eating it, because the people eating it can still change. Whereas there's nothing changing the fact that you're slaughtering it for the korban pesach. That's the kavana that we're talking about here. In which case, it's not a good disproof, because the fact that min hastam you're slaughtering for korban pesach is a much more definite kavana than the fact that you're min hastam slaughtering it for a certain group of people who in theory could change before you end up slaughtering the korban. We'll stop here.